Thank you and good morning. The City of Eureka will host public hearings regarding the city budget this afternoon and tomorrow. At today's meeting that begins at 4 o'clock in Council Chambers, the Council will hear from Police, Fire, and Public Works. In the face of public outcry about possible cuts to public safety, City Manager Greg Sparks issued a press release on Tuesday, pointing out that 71% of the city's operating budget is directed toward police and fire service, just over $19 million between the Eureka Police Department and Humboldt Bay Fire. Sparks said in his statement that all city departments were directed to cut expenses in the face of a budget shortfall, and that the layoffs of service personnel in the police department and the cutback in overtime for firefighters were decisions made by those department heads, that no police officers or firefighters have been laid off due to the budget shortfall. The structural deficit that is driving up costs for the City of Eureka is directly related to pension costs that won't be solved with simple cuts to spending during each yearly budget cycle. Cuts will have to be made, however, and as City Manager Sparks pointed out in his statement, that means increasing revenue sources by raising fees as well as cutting costs, and for Eureka Fire, that means less overtime. Assistant Fire Chief Billy Gillespie said that means the Myrtle Avenue station won't be manned every day.
And what we're looking at that right now is the potential. That's a, could be 200 to 250 days out of the upcoming fiscal year that station wouldn't have an apparatus staffed.
Sparks said in his statement that the city has upheld its commitment to fund police and fire and that the money generated from Measure O and Q have been directed toward public safety since the tax measure first passed in 2010. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing person who left the Mad River Hospital while being held on a mental health hold. 46-year-old Trinidad resident Christopher Lester was last seen wearing a hospital gown and no shoes in the Ribeiro Court area in Arcata on Monday. Lester is not considered a danger to others, and he's an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information about Lester or his whereabouts is asked to contact Arcata Police. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is investigating an assault. Jordan Christmas has more.
On Monday, deputies with the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office responded to the area of Walker Road off of Highway 199 and contacted a woman who had been the victim of a carjacking and sexual assault. The victim had stopped for a woman who was hitchhiking with an infant on Parkway Drive. An unknown man then jumped into the car along with the woman and the infant and directed the victim to drive to the area of Walker Road. The victim eventually escaped on foot and was aided by a passing vehicle. The sheriff's office are asking for the public to contact them if they see the pair traveling together on foot.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state Senate passed Senate Bill 3 on Monday afternoon, and that means that the push to raise the minimum wage in California is one step closer to passing. The vote broke down along party lines, and it now heads to the Assembly for consideration. If passed by the Assembly and signed by the governor, the bill would raise the minimum wage to $11 an hour in 2016 and to $13 an hour in 2017. By 2019, the minimum wage would be tied annually to the rate of inflation. One of the co-authors of the bill, Senator Mark Leno, said raising the minimum wage was an overall positive.
We know that the economy is 70% based on consumer spending. That means when we pay our middle class and working class so little that they haven't enough to spend, the entire economy suffers. This is not going to go off to some Swiss account. It's going to be spent immediately to meet daily needs in our local communities. So this is an economic driver.
Leno pointed out in an email that more than a quarter of Californians live below the poverty line, and more spending money helps everyone.
With an increase in the minimum wage, we'll have more consumer spending, more demand for goods and services. When there's a greater demand for goods or services, that's when employers hire, and we create a virtuous cycle upwards.
Many cities in California have already raised the minimum wage, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.